James. I head up the marketing at Formers Pro, where we are a Microsoft Business Solutions partner, specialising in normally enterprise-level CRM and ERP solutions.
Oh, there was a lot of initials in there.
You're going to ask me what they mean now, aren't you?
I'm going to ask you to put a little bit of meat on the bones of what you do.
Of course. We basically sell Microsoft Dynamics 365, which is enterprise-level software. However, that is an incredibly difficult marketing challenge, as what we don't sell Dynamics 365. What we sell is problem-solving. So people will come to us and say, we have this problem, and we will then solve it with enterprise level technology. However, we were here today at the marketing showcase as we have some marketing automation add-ons that we're now releasing out to the market.
Is there a pattern in terms of the kind of problems that people come to you with?
Absolutely. So what we notice a lot is a lot of companies have their marketing team, they will have their sales team, and they will have a customer success team, and never the twain shall meet.
Oh, right.
So marketing will have a set of leads that never get followed up by sales. Sales will have stuff that they're following up on that marketing won't have a clue where it's come from. And then the customer success team will just be sat there with not a clue on where anybody's doing. And what that in the tech sector is known as is data silos. And everything we do is integrating these systems where marketing store their data, sales store their data, customer success store their data, and just making those three talk to each other, automating the process and just making everyone's lives easier.
Never heard the phrase data silo before, but I love it already. Brilliant phrase, brilliant phrase. Why do you think that there is that disconnect then?
To be honest with you, it's old tech. It's how technology used to be designed. So you used to have a marketing system, you would then have a sales system, you would then have a CX system, and it's legacy systems. And they were never designed to talk to each other. Marketing would need one solution because they had one set of concerns. Sales would have another sort of set of concerns. And those systems didn't have to talk to each other. The world is far too complicated these days for that to happen. So what's happening more and more is people are going into the cloud, and these disparate systems need to be able to talk to each other so everybody has a 360 view of what's going on. I'm a big advocate in marketing isn't a separate department. Sales is marketing and marketing is sales. But if they're not working together, you're basically duplicating your efforts, or worse.
I think you might have just answered this next question that I was going to ask, which is, where is that line between sales and marketing? Because they're different names, they're considered different departments.
They are, and you will get marketers that will get really excited when they've been retweeted 1,000 times. I don't know whether I'm old school or very new school. I sort of like do all the marketing for Formers Pro, but if it's not moving the bottom line, if it's not generating revenue, it's not marketing, it's vanity metrics.
Interesting this.
And that's where sales, you know, that's where it bleeds into sales.
I come from a journalistic background originally, and I'm going back 20 odd years, but used to be this kind of thing about anyone that ends up working in marketing or PR is just a frustrated journalist who wanted to write and didn't get the opportunity.
I have a background in journalism, so I'm not going to say anything.
But I mean, it's just changed so much, hasn't it? I mean, I'm sure it will continue to change at breakneck speed. What do you kind of anticipate seeing happen in 2024 in terms of trends in sales and marketing?
Artificial intelligence. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot less of doing something, and it's going to be a lot more why you're doing that thing. So generative AI, the ChatGPTs and the Copilots of the world, they will make doing something incredibly easy. We need to write 15 blogs. Right, that's not going to take me 15 weeks now. I can do it in a couple of days. But why are we writing those blogs? Why are we doing these social posts? What are they doing? Are they moving that bottom line? If they're not, they're still not using the technology right.
A lot of people see AI as a bit of a threat. Everything that you've said while we've been chatting, to me, there's kind of little light bulbs going, actually, AI in one form or another probably make that a bit easier. AI probably make that a little bit easier. Probably actually be able to help you run a more efficient business if you use it this way and that
Absolutely.
Way.
And I don't disagree with you. There are some jobs that will be under threat. Copywriters, videographers, social media, people that post to social media. But the point is, start pivoting now. We're always going to need copywriters, but it will be the strategy behind it, creating the content that fits that strategy. And again, I feel like I'm banging the drum, that moves your bottom line. And it's less, we sort of call it functional consultism or business consulting. It's less again, doing the thing. It's more, why am I doing the thing? And having that strategy knowledge, and everybody in the industry should start pivoting to that, because that's what AI is going to be really great at doing for you.
Well said. Anyone that wants to find out more about you guys and what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
Head to the website, formerspro.com.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.